listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. With me in studio, Rich Robertson, President and CEO of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Rich, welcome back.
Great to be here, Andy. Thanks.
Always have fun talking with you in studio about Lutheran Church Extension Fund, LCEF. For our listeners not familiar with LCEF, which means that they just started listening today if they don't know about LCEF, tell us a little bit about Lutheran Church Extension Fund.
Well, you know, if you to really talk about Lutheran Church Extension Fund, you got to go back to its real roots and history. And the whole concept of church extension started in 1902, when one congregation, essentially a group of members within that congregation, it was out east, actually the northeast, what they did is they were wanting to help the startup of another congregation somewhere in that vicinity. And lo and behold, congregational members got together and invested, I guess you'd call it that today, by providing resources for that congregation. And that was really the beginning of what church extension is all about. And over the years, every district created their own church extension fund. And what you had is essentially 35 independent church extension funds when we incorporated in 1978. The resolution of the Synod Convention back then, there was the establishment of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. And at that point, church extension funds from the districts started to join over time LCEF. And today we have 29 members, member districts, six funds that remain independent, and they're called their district CEF, and they and us are partners in all the things that we do, and we certainly assist them as they look to us for some assistance in the various operational needs that they may have. But it's a great partnership that we have with those six, and that's really how Church Extension Fund was birthed. And today, as I think you know, we've created a critical mass that is significant, that provides resources today and in the future for the perpetuation of the sharing of the gospel for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
And so what was at the heart of the founding of LCEF, providing that support to ministry, still at the heart of LCEF today?
No question about that. And it is all about supporting ministries of our church body. And, of course, that's expanded. It's gone beyond that because of the size of our synod and the interactivity it has with partner churches around the world as well. So LCEF has broadened its support through the resources to many other entities than just what it originally started for. But do understand that 75% of the loan activity that LCEF has, and just we're just talking about loans for a second here, are for congregations and schools. So it's that's the core of the customer base of LCEF and the ministries in which we support.
Now, I hear some folks are going on a little trip in the near future. Larry Kroom is heading overseas. Are you heading out as well?
Yeah, and this is exactly what I was referencing before when I talked about how the expansion of LCEF over the years. I'm actually traveling in mid-September to Hanoi for the dedication of the new Concordia school that is being built. Now, Concordia School is already in existence in Hanoi, has been operating in a rented facility that we have been partnered with them on as well. And a couple years, 2-3 years ago, was the beginning of the process to look at a permanent location in Hanoi. And lo and behold, after much work by Steve Winkleman and the folks in Hanoi and beyond, the folks also at Shanghai Concordia, as well as the Hong Kong Concordia, they all have come together to support this new school. Lo and behold, the dedication is going to be happening in mid-September. And I'm privileged to be able to go over there on behalf of LCEF. It's been all the resources that they've needed have come from LCEF to be able to create this opportunity for Christian education in Hanoi. And we look forward to going over there and celebrating with them the startup of this school and the opening of the school through their dedication.
Well, thanks be to God.
Amen. It's really been terrific. And so, you know, this isn't the first international venture that LCF has had. In fact, Shanghai, the startup of Shanghai was through the resources of LCF and its members by providing a loan to them for the initial startup of the campus. And for those that have not been to that location, which I suspect are many, I think you'd be in awe of what has been created and the waiting list that they have to come to this Christian education that is supported by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is just an incredible thing. In fact, what I understand is the government of China is also asking the Concordias there to perhaps look at other locations to expand to in other parts of the country. So who knows what it could look like in the many years ahead. But it's just great to, and again, we're just a small cog. It's the work of these incredible people that over the time saw the vision, made the vision happen, and has put so much hard work into creating the opportunities for the sharing of the gospel. It's just awesome stuff.
Our Concordia International School certainly are a unique opportunity, and thanks be to God, the organization and support that they have through LCEF that we have to be able to do that. Great opportunities for proclamation of the gospel through those relationships that are built in the schools.
You bet. And again, I can't speak enough about the individuals that I have met over the years that are doing things over there that are just amazing. So the hard work of so many wonderful folks of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that make this all happen.
Now tell me about some of the updates, the refreshed website at LCEF.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm going to encourage everybody that's listening to go to www.lcef.org to see our refreshed website. We did this, so I think we launched it, I'm going to say, about 30 days or so ago, and we're getting rave reviews for it because it's just a very simple website. It's one that just when people are looking for the various various resource opportunities, it is easy for people to navigate through and get the information that they need. It certainly is not the end-all of what we want to do because we also believe in people communicating directly with us by contacting our info reps that are just outstanding individuals that love to talk about LCEF and guide people as the questions come up. So, but first and foremost is the website as a starting point. And might I also add that in another area of LCEF that is very vibrant today is our ministry support team. Ministry support is the non-loan components of LCEF. Essentially, people or groups like Laborers for Christ, or we have Capital Funding Services, or are just a couple of the type of support that we have for congregations and schools. Vision Path is something that we created in recent years that gives the opportunity to have congregations today take a look again at what it is that their mission is for the community in which they serve. And how do they fine-tune that mission based on many years of work that they've already done in the community? And it just is an easy way, a simple way, and a comprehensive way at that to further expand the strategies and the mission of the local congregation. So I encourage people that when they look at this website, that it's not just all about rates. It's not all about borrowing. It's really about many other opportunities of LCEF that can be found on that website. So let me say it again, www.lcef.org.
Very good. Check out the website. Now, this has been a busy summer, especially for LCMS Lutherans with the LCMS Synodical Convention in Milwaukee and the LCMS National Youth Gathering in New Orleans. And LCEF there to share the word about what is LCEF and answer questions.
You know, it's a tradition for us to certainly be present at the Synod Convention. We are there to answer questions. We've got booths there. You know, we have so many members that are active with LCEF there that we are certainly very much wanting to participate and be part of the convention, the Synod Convention. But in addition to that, we also like to try to create some fun. And about 3-4 years ago, we started something called Sundays on Sunday. And it's an event in the evening in which we invite all the delegates to this very big ballroom. And essentially, it's make your own Sunday. And, you know, after the first day or two of convention activities, I think people are ready to just kind of be in a place where they can just enjoy something. There's a little bit of music that goes on. And then on top of that is there's some pretty awesome sundae makers at the Synod Convention, I got to tell you. They pile it on, and all of the different components that you could ever imagine, they put on those sundaes. So it's one of those things that we, in fact, do a lot of, just have some enjoyment with the delegates that are there and any other representative of Synod that is also on location as well. So a fun time there, also a meaningful time to meet with our customer base, if you want to call it that, or the ministries that we support and the ministries that we will support at some time in our future.
I have a very important question. What was your favorite, what's your favorite sundae topping?
You know, I am a big M&M fan. So when you put vanilla ice cream and chocolate and M&Ms together, man, I just can sit there all night and enjoy that. So
now, speaking of really fun things that LCEF likes to do, there were LCEF representatives at the National Youth Gathering as well.
You bet. And it, as you all know, it was followed directly the Synod Convention as well. And the Youth Gathering this year, and as like every year, what we do is we support, and I think it started back in 1995 is when LCEF's participation started with the Youth Gathering. But what we did is we kind of look at ourselves as the LCMS bank that is available for the use of the Youth Gathering. And what I mean by that is, and especially in the earlier days, what we found is a lot of check cashing was needed by the youth groups, mm-hmm. as they would allocate every night, funds for meals or whatever they might be doing. And they typically didn't want to carry cash in and out of whatever the location was. So we did all that for individuals. Well, over time, that's kind of changed, and because we have changed in what we do. So today, people are using mostly gift cards. So I think at this particular convention, we had about 1,300 prepaid gift cards that were actually given out, not given out, but purchased through LCEF. And people could come to us and find out how much they had left on it. They could purchase more of them. Most of the youth groups tended to have an actual account specific for the Youth Gathering, so they access some of those funds as well. So basically what we want to do is provide a service for the Youth Gathering. We find it to be also enjoyable because, you know, for the most part, all 20 to 25,000 of those wonderful youth love to have fun. So when they come up and enjoy some time with us, they are definitely putting smiles on our face as they're talking to us about everything that's going on. In addition, we also were able this year to get a video from one of the astronauts that today is on the space station.
Sure.
And we have some connectivity with Gloria Day in Houston, Texas.
Sure. Colonel Williams, yeah.
Exactly right. And Jeff Williams is a wonderful Missouri Synod Lutheran. We asked him, would you mind if we, if we kind of created a video with you talking to us from space? And he loved it. And I think I've heard that everybody was just in awe of the fact that here they were talking to this astronaut. And it was really a lively, wonderful conversation from Jeff. So we like to support. You know, that's part of the mission of LCEF. It's providing resources, and resources, yes, is dollars, but then resources is also a lot of other things. And I think we're finding a lot of different things that we can enjoy together collectively as we go forward and support ministry.
Very good. Well, how can we find out more about LCEF?
Well, as I think I said a few times, the new website, www.lcef.org, is the place to go to really learn all the details of what we have. But I also encourage you to talk to our info reps. We have just, I can't say enough about how wonderful these individuals are in responding to the questions and just caring for those that are calling, wanting information. And that phone number is 800-843-5233. And any one of those info reps, you don't have to ask for any particular name, even though I know all of them. I'm not going to give you one name. I want you to know that they're all so qualified, and I think you're going to really enjoy the conversation.
I can attest to that. They I think they know me by first name when I call.
Yes, because we have a picture of you right by the phone, Andy. I want you to know.
Well, Rich, always great to talk with you. Thanks so much for sharing with us about LCEF. God's blessings in all you're doing.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Safe travels to Hanoi, too.
You
Coming
bet.
Up in just a little bit more his time, you're listening to Worldwide KFUO.